And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
A teenager in Florida has started a petition that grabbed over 100,000 signatures in its first day. Young man by the name of Frank Ruggeri, R-U-G-G-E-R-I, Frank Ruggeri. Frank is a young man who said, and very wise beyond his years, Lonzo, he said that the Super Bowl being on Sunday is dumb and we should move it to Saturday. And he started a petition at change.org. Over 100,000 people have signed this petition so far. And I would just like to say, there is no need for a petition. I'd bet you 2-1 Americans want the Super Bowl moved to Saturday if they had the choice. Like, if we decided to put it up to a true democracy and everybody got a vote, majority wins. Super Bowl's moving to Saturday.
2-1.
Yes.
I
two-thirds of Americans.
I doubt it.
I would take that bet. Why would you not want it on Saturday night?
First of all, because I don't drink, so it doesn't bother me. It's
going to do anything. The Super Bowl Eastern time ends at 12:30 in the morning.
It has absolutely to do with drinking. It does. Hey, you want to drink? That's on you. That's fine. I mean, you're an adult. You do what you want to do. I'm not talking about you specifically, although it does apply. When it comes down to it, this is why people don't. This is why people want to move to Saturday so they can have their hangover on Sunday. If you don't drink, then the Super Bowl being on Sunday is no big deal.
Even if I didn't, it's still better on Saturday because granted, for us, it's awesome because our job is to talk about the Super Bowl. We are doing what everybody else wants to do on Monday, but can't because they got real jobs. Lonzo and I, with this job, yeah, we absolutely get to come in here and do what y'all want to do and make money doing it, right? But even if I didn't drink, it's still better on Saturday because it gives us Sunday to come down off the Super Bowl high.
All right, so NFL football traditionally played on Sunday. Yeah, I know it plays on Mondays and Thursdays
and Saturdays.
No, Saturdays are only a couple times during the end of the season. So football's for Sunday. So I generally don't sign petitions anyway, but I would not sign this.
I'm gonna say straight up, this is one of Lonzo's favorite things that I say. I don't care that it's tradition to play the NFL games on Sunday. Put it on Saturday. If there was no college football and there was only NFL football, I'd want that on Saturdays. But Saturday is for college, Sunday's for pros. I'm good with that.
How much
during the regular season?
With the outcry from a certain sect of people who want it moved to Saturday every single year, nothing has even come close to making that happen. But this kid, this is cool. He's going to learn that for the most part, petitions don't work. So it's a valuable learning lesson.
Golly, the emotional Hoover is back in the building.
How many can you think of a petition that worked?
Off the top of my head.
I'm not being mean here. And you know, it's cool that he got this thing going and people signed it. And to what end though? Did he really believe? And maybe he did. And maybe he's going to be heartbroken when he finds out that it didn't work. But that's life also. You put your heart into stuff sometimes. You put your all into it. You have the belief that everyone's on your side. And then you fail. And it's not your fault. It just happened. So it's a valuable learning lesson.
Yes.
Dust yourself off.
You're about
to
learn,
else.
Kid. You're about to learn the golden rule, which is...
Money, man.
He who has the gold makes the rules. And if Roger in the NFL won it on Sunday, even if it's better for every American...
You're throwing it on Roger. The NFL has been around for a while. It's not just him.
I know.
And it hasn't
But he's
changed.
He has the power to go, you know what? We should at least look at it. Texas says, same with the blanking CFB championship. A Monday is worse than Sunday. It sucks to stay up till 12:30 when I got to work the next day regardless.
You know, as someone, I did a morning show for 14 years, so I know what it's like to have to go to bed early and stay up late for that sort of thing, but I don't do that anymore. And for the most part, a lot of people work 9 to 5. You're staying up till 11:30 or midnight anyway. I think you're complaining just to complain. Unless you're complaining because you can't drink on that night and you're upset about having a hangover the next day.
First off, that's
the only thing that makes sense here. What time you go to bed, Rob?
Like 4 a.m.
See?
Like most mornings.
See, I am a grandpa and I go to bed 11:30 to midnight every night and get up about 10 till 7. So, I mean, you know, I just can't sympathize.
No, you don't want to sympathize.
Oh, no. I can't sympathize.
I'm going to tell you straight up. I mean, you can place it on. Rob likes to knock a few back during the old Super Bowl, which is true. I'm not arguing it's not not true. But to say the only reason it's better on Saturday is alcoholing, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree. We want to talk about the Super Bowl. How great would it be to watch the Super Bowl on Saturday night? Then everybody gets to sleep in the next. Everybody who doesn't have kids gets to sleep in the next day. Then the next day, we all go out to brunch on a Sunday and go, how about that Super Bowl? As opposed to the next day going to the office and going, yes, Mr. Smith, your IRA has $73,000 in it. And if you make a deduction at this time, there will be a penalty included. When I just want to talk about Patrick Mahomes! Texas says the USL2 GVL petition got so many signatures that a USL official came to Greenville, which got the ball rolling. That became the Greenville Triumph.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a petition that worked.
That's a successful petition.
Yep.
But that's a petition that's involving an area, not the entire country.
Yes,
or
the U.S. isn't an area.
The entire world. It's really the entire world.
It's not up against a billion-dollar machine that goes, our traditions are more important than what you want. Texas says, either you make it Saturday or this useless president can have something good and make it super and make Super Bowl Monday a federal holiday. Let's blanking riot. You know what? I accept Super Bowl Sunday, Lonzo, if Monday becomes a federal holiday. I'm cool with that. Let's make Monday another federal holiday. I'll take Monday off so that we can play golf and talk about the Super Bowl. Except us. We would still work it because it's Super Bowl Monday.
I think you're trying to find ways to make me sound old because I'm okay with tradition, but really it comes down to I sincerely believe this has to do with alcohol. It does.
You're telling me the only thing I care about is drinking. That's it, right? You're boiling me down to boozer.
Do you know anybody that goes to bed at 7 p.m.?
I mean, the girlfriend goes to bed at like 8. It's weird. She'll stay up for the Super Bowl.
And what time does she get up?
Like 6:30, but she has one of them their real jobs.
Yeah,
and she's got to like get ready.
And some people can sleep more than 6 or 7 hours.
Apparently, she's not allowed to just throw on a hockey jersey and get in the car, you know?
That's weird.
It's weird. I love this.
So weird it is.
Texter says, try 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and stay up until 12:30 on National Championship night. That's rough getting up, more rough the next morning.
Again, I worked the morning show for 14 years, watched the Super Bowl every year, didn't whine about it the next morning when I got up, and talked about it on the air. So, you know, you can only compare things to how you deal with them yourself, and it's my story, it's not your story.
Lonzo's calling me a whining wino right now.
Never said it. And my understanding, you're not into wine, so I could
Texter
be wrong.
Texter said, I am into wine, I'm very into wine. I'm a red guy, I'm a Cabernet guy, primarily.
Would you say you're into wine so much that you're a wino?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, because it's not like my go-to. Wine's, hey, I made you a nice dinner, let's have a glass of wine.
You know, my definition of a wino is a guy in a trench coat, like, sleeping on a park bench. But, you know.
Texter says.
Thank you, Jethro Tull.
Texter says, now the truth comes out, Zoe. Rob wants you to go to Columbia for wrestling so he can have a DD.
I spent a good part of my 20s being that.
Yeah.
And the cool part about it is everybody had a better car than mine, and I got to drive all their cars.
Not anymore. Texter says, okay, fine, Lonzo. It's 70% drinking and 30% having to work at 5 a.m.
See?
You did it to yourself mid-sentence? No. Oh, the mic died. Oh, well. Well, I'll be carrying it the rest of the way, I guess. See, Lonzo, your take was so bad, the equipment was like, nope, don't subject the people to this anymore.
No, I made the mistake of trying to fix the mic where people move it around so much that it's about to fall off and somehow I mess with it. No, as I stated at the beginning of this, 14 years of being up at 4:30 to come to work, to be to work by 5 a.m. So you can say that I've done it and I was okay. Was I a little tired? Yeah, but you know what? I got over it. I went home and took a nap.
But what if we just made it to where you didn't have to and you could just go to work like regular on Monday instead of having once a year to know your Monday's going to suck?
You know, if it changes, great. For all the people who get to get drunk and have their hangover day on Sunday, good for you guys. But as far as that goes, if it changes, it changes. And you know what? I won't protest and go, no, it needed to stay on Sunday. I'll watch it on Saturday because it doesn't affect me either way.
Wait, you have boiled my argument down to, I want to get drunk. That's not it. You know, the rough estimate is about 17.2 million people call into work on Monday after the Super Bowl.
All right, that one I did.
That one was on you.
Yeah, that one I did do. I've heard this a bunch. I've never seen it. You know, you hear about everybody calling in on Monday. I don't recall ever seeing anyone calling in on Monday after the Super Bowl. And if they did, you know what everyone would think? What would everyone think, Rob? What would everyone think that they called in? Why would they have called in on Monday after the Super Bowl? What would the boss think? The flu yeah.
spreads like wildfire around late February, late January, early February. Like
it
wildfire.
It is winter. You're
like
right.
Like wildfire. Texter says, I'm on. Texter says, come on, Alonzo. Like, only 98% of people are drinking during the Super Bowl. That's totally not fair. Will y'all stop? Listen.
That's a pretty high percentage.
I'm going to walk out of this office to an intervention based on the way Lonzo's making me sound right now.
I've been texting about this week. They're ready to go.
Is that what that was for? Texture says, wasn't that? Oh, this is Lonzo. Are you texting the show? Wasn't that petition started by a kid? I doubt he's doing it for the booze, Lonzo. He probably started boozing when he saw Brady at that parade, right? LOL.
Well, it's perfectly acceptable, according to some people, you know, maybe even on this show. So it's all right. He just won the Super Bowl. Go right ahead.
Keegan has maybe the best point of all. It's easier to clean up the Super Bowl party on Sunday instead of Monday. He's right. He's right. You know, those of us who like social gatherings and have people over for the Super Bowl, I would rather have all Sunday to clean up than mandatorily do it Sunday night.
See, this is why this doesn't work. Nobody clean up after a party. That stuff sits there for days.
You may have just given Courtney an aneurysm by saying that.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.